Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
It's got to be coming out soon, right?
Yeah, what's
the release date for that? I'm going to look that up real quick.
New Jackass release date. It is February 4th, 2022.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not for a while yet.
Originally it was going to be this in October, this month.
They moved it. Damn. Maybe it's like a limited release that they're doing, so.
No. Sucks.
Yeah, dude. Anyway.
No, dude.
Okay, dude. We got to keep moving here. We can't be just doing our impressions all morning as much as we want to. Yeah, Steve-O, it's great. We got to do your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Yeah, dude. Love them over there, dude. Yeah, dude. They're open now. Anyway, let's talk about a dumb criminal once again. Note to self, when you make a clean getaway after robbing a bank, don't go back. Some dumb dude in California must have missed the memo. After taking off with a large amount of cash from a Fountain Valley Chase Bank, Samuel Brown figured he'd hit it again the next day. Cops got a call about the robbery in progress, showed up, arrested the guy, who is now being held on bail.
Here's where you're wrong, Brock. There is no memo, because there is no, you don't need a memo to not know, to know not to go back.
Yeah. That should be like bank robbing 101. Don't go back to the scene of the crime. You know, this idiot, he's probably thinking, you know, dude, that was so easy. I got away with it. It's going to be just as easy. I'm going to go back the next day. And he went back to the same bank.
Even if he didn't go back to the same bank, he was still going to get caught. Dude, he can't get away these days. It's impossible.
It's a numbers game, all right? For all you would-be bank robbers out there, myself included, I haven't yet, but I'm waiting. You get one shot, all right? And if you get away with it, that one shot, just leave it be. That's it. That's the end of your bank robbing career, okay? All right, you're not gonna be able to get anymore.
See, it's impossible though. If you ever watch any of those episodes of, I almost got away with it. That's what it is.
Yep.
They always go back. They always got to go back.
It's addictive.
It's an addiction.
Yeah, for sure. I think I could get away with it. I really do.
What would you do differently?
I don't know. I think I'm smarter than the average criminal. I think I could do it.
You're not getting away. Dude, there's so many. Dude, you would carry your phone with you. That would be your first mistake.
No,
dude,
I wouldn't.
There's so many.
Now, because you told me not to carry my phone with me, so no, I wouldn't.
You didn't even think about that.
Didn't even think about that. See, we tracked you here at the exact scene of the crime. I think I could do it.
Your location is on. For God's sake. Yeah. Look at you.
You tagged yourself on Instagram, robbing bank, LOL, # mo money, mo problems. I mean, you're right here, man.
You took a selfie in front of the bank, you moron.
Yeah. You Facebook lived saying, hey, what up, fam? Click and subscribe. Well, I'm about to rob this bank. Yeah, that's, you know.
I think the last people who got away, who did it right. What was it? The sleepover bandits?
Sticky bandits. No,
that's Harry and Marv.
They would get in, and then they would stay. They would wait till everyone left. So they'd sneak in, hide, and then and once everything was locked up, yeah.
No, I thought they would go kidnap, like, the bank owner and then take him there at, like, 3 in the morning, and then they'd go just drop him off in the desert.
That's smart. See, I think banks are too hard. If I were to rob, and again, if there's any police officers or FBI listening, this is all just hypothetical. Hypothetically speaking, I don't think you go for like a bank. I think you got to find a different way, you know.
Brock would walk in there with one of those cap guns. Stick him up.
I just put my finger in my coat pocket and be like, all right, this is a stick up.
This is not 1934. Come on now.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway. Going with a squirt gun. No one wants to get wet, right?
One of those
mega super soakers. Like, no one would want to mess with that. I don't know. Either way, don't be a dumb criminal and go back to the scene of the crime. You're going to get busted. So, all right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up.